It seems very much, my friends, that our Lord Jesus Christ used frequently pedagogic strategies like sticky phrases. Phrases you most likely will remember because they entail a sort of paradox. Something that is weird. Something that makes you think. For example, the last sentence in the Gospel of today. The last will be first, and the first will be last. Once you have heard that, most likely you will remember that sentence will keep going on and on in your mind, and also you can apply that to very different circumstances. Each time that you would expect some result and you get exactly the contrary, you can't remember what the Lord said. The last will be first and the first will be last. And it happens again and again. And in that sense, it is easy to remember. It is easy to remember, but it is not so easy to understand exactly what he meant when he said the last will be first and the first will be last. In the case of the short story of the Gospel of today, well, in fact, the last got paid first, and the first were eventually disappointed. Even further, the first were dismissed, while the last were not dismissed. In this sense, the last not only got first their wage, but also they gained a better position, because they stay. They got to stay, I mean. When we go to the text, however, it is not clear how could we apply all this to our lives. What's the relationship between this story of people working all the day long and people working just for an hour or so and getting the same wage? What sense of justice is involved in this, and how could we apply this to our lives? Well, definitely, this is not a parable to explain what justice is. This is not about justice. In fact, this is a rather peculiar vineyard, because you should feel glad if you are hired to work in this vineyard. Idleness in this parable is close to meaningless. That people wandering, that people in idleness, they are the representation, they are the symbol of all human lives without purpose, with no purpose. Lives without a meaning, without a direction. To be hired is not only to receive a wage, but to receive, to get a direction, some point to head to. If this is so, we also understand that these different laborers were really receiving a gift, because working was not only the occasion of receiving, of getting paid, of getting a wage. This work, this job, I mean, this job is the occasion of getting a sense, getting purpose for their own lives. And this is why this parable is not explaining what justice is, because none of them was really in the order of justice. Each one of them, instead, was in the order of grace, in the order of getting gifts, receiving gifts. That was what they were receiving, even if they were hired for working into this vineyard. Once you put aside the question about justice, you get closer to the meaning of the parable. The Lord is speaking of something that is gift, that is given by grace, but that sometimes we think we are working for, we are gaining, we are earning. People who worked all the day long could think, wrongly, that they were earning their wage. In some sense, that was true. But working in the vineyard of the Lord is far more than just earning a wage. And they really lost that sense of the gift they were receiving. And that's the point of the parable. The Lord is telling the Pharisees, and is telling all those who thought they could earn eternal life, they could earn a good relationship, a friendly relationship with God, that they could earn that just with their own effort. The Lord, Jesus, is the great preacher of grace. He's really announcing in word and deed that only through grace we enter in a real relationship with God. You are not only earning a wage, you are entering into a relationship. And that is what the first laborers lost. They lost that because they were so concerned about the wage, about trading. They were surrendering their work, but they were in the expectation of getting the wage. That is trade. And each time we treat the Lord in terms of trade, we miss the point. We miss the central point, because the central point is the relationship with Him. Unless we understand that our relationship with Him is the most important point, our thoughts will be very, very far away from the thoughts of the Lord. That was the conclusion, by the way, of the first reading of today. The most important thing is the relationship with God. That's the real point. That's the central point. And that only can be received as a gift for everyone. For each and everyone, that is a gift. But insofar as you are working, you could be misled by your own thought, and you could think that you are earning. And you are earning something, your wage. But that's so little if you compare that with the relationship with the Lord. Probably, people who have worked far less, I mean, those who came late into the vineyard, those who have less opportunity of thinking so much of themselves, they are more open to keep in mind, to bear in mind, this is a gift, to have received this job is a gift, because this has really given a direction for my life, to my life. My friends, our relationship with God, that's the central point. And receiving something, receiving His friendship, receiving His grace, sharing His goods, sharing His household, that's the real treasure. The wage, what we gain, what we earn, it does exist, but it is not as important as the relationship with Him. And this is why the last will be first, and the first will be last. The last will be first, because they are less tempted of thinking highly of themselves. And the first will be last, because they will be much tempted of thinking too much of themselves and too high of themselves. And there is always the risk. There is always the risk of working just for a wage. May the Lord, with the action, with the power of His Spirit, keep us in His friendship, always, always recognizing how great is to belong to Him, how great is belonging to Him, and saying, You are my Lord. I am not only your servant, but your friend.